WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. You're waking up right now, 36 degrees on you out the house, and today's high is going to be right near 59 with nothing but sunshine. And if you're getting ready to go to the concert tomorrow, that's how Burby said it. How you say it, Burby?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, it's going to be a beautiful day for the concert. Nothing but sunshine. It's about the same as today, about 60 degrees, no chance of rain. So weather-wise, if you're headed to the concert tomorrow, it's going to be dope. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all. Say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, Miss Jessica?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. How you feeling this morning?
I'm a little under the weather this morning.
Yeah, it's been crazy this week.
I'm a little under the weather this morning, which really sucks. I lay down to take a nap yesterday and woke up, and my throat was scratchy. I said, no, you won't, devil. No, you won't. Not going to do it. So yeah. I went and I immediately started taking medicine. I got to get myself together. Because what I won't be is sick tomorrow when Megan hit that stage.
I know
what
that
I'm
going
to do is I'm going to have my health together and strong knees. That's all I want. Health and strong knees for Megan Thee Stallion. That's it. Health and strong knees.
Amen. Also in the Madhouse with us this morning, y'all say what's up to comedian Burby.
I say good morning.
Everybody in King's
Good
Mouth.
Morning.
Everybody in
good
Shelby.
Good morning.
Everybody in
good
Lancaster.
Good morning.
All the way back to Charlotte, America.
Good morning.
What's up, Burby?
What's happening?
I'm good, man. How you feeling in the morning?
One day.
One day.
One more day.
One more day, and it's going all the way digital.
Listen, man. I can't wait.
Fellas, go get them cars shined up today, because I know it's going to look like an international car show out there in the parking lot tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the sunshine going to be out. Oh, it's going to be crazy.
You know the parking lot going to be stupid.
Yeah. I know they're bringing them Chevys out tomorrow. It's going to be crazy tomorrow night.
I can't wait. You know, I want to see what Meg's outfit going to be.
I'm most excited about this is like actually the baby's first concert, real major concert at home. Mm-hmm. And he's been on tour, he's been all over the world, but to come home and do a concert in your own home, in your own backyard, mm-hmm. to this magnitude, I mean, I'm not him, but I would be thinking that I would be hella excited.
Yeah.
Because, we've seen him on, Good Morning America.
Yeah.
He's going to be on Saturday Night Live this Saturday. He was on Jimmy Fallon. He's been to London, Hawaii. But to come home, to put a show on in the city you was raised in, the streets you walked in, the city you handed out CDs hand to hand. Man, it's going to, man, I can
he
just
gonna
imagine.
He's going to put on tomorrow.
I can imagine what's going to go down tomorrow. Yeah. I'm just glad to be in the number, just glad to be a witness.
Yeah, he's going to put on tomorrow.
It's going to be a great show. Top to bottom.
Yeah.
Top to bottom, it's going to be a great show tomorrow. So all I can tell you is if you don't have a ticket, I don't know what you're waiting on, because this one's going to sell out. It's knocking on the door of a sellout right now. So if you don't have a ticket, I would advise you today, if you don't win these front row tickets that we have, because we do have front row tickets this morning, right?
Front row.
We do have front row tickets this morning.
Already sold out. So this is your only way to
get
them.
Because this is it. Yeah. It ain't no more front row tickets.
Like, we the plug.
We the plug. And we got the front row tickets today, right, Jessica?
Yes. Front row tickets coming your way during the Nosy Neighbor News. If you've been living under a rock, you don't know what we're talking about. We have front row tickets for you to go see Ruby Rose, Zsa Zsa, Black Zach, Rod Wave, Leighton Green, Fetty Wap, Megan Thee Stallion, and the baby. Front row tickets. We are the only station that you can win those tickets on, and we're kicking that off. We're going to be giving them out all day.
Yeah.
But the Morning Madhouse is kicking it off this morning.
Burby, we got front row tickets?
Larry, we got front row tickets.
We got front row tickets.
Jessica, we got front row tickets.
We got front row tickets. Larry, we got front row tickets.
We got front row tickets.
We got front row tickets.
I'm talking about front row tickets where you can see Megan Thee Stallion almost have a Janet Jackson moment.
Why?
I'm sorry.
Why?
That's what I'm thinking. If I'm in the front.
You could have said something like, front row tickets to wear the sweater get on you. Something like that, Larry.
Yeah.
Why did you have to go left?
Front row tickets where you might have a chance to get on stage.
Right.
Like that, type stuff.
Front row tickets where they might jump on the stage and dab you up. Something like that, Larry.
Front row tickets like Megan might pull you on the stage and let you bust it open.
No.
Larry.
Oh,
it's
creepy.
It ain't
creepy to me. I'm just telling you.
Definitely creepy old man.
I'm just telling you what the people thinking.
No, there are two other people in here that are not thinking that, Larry.
Front row tickets to where you can see if Megan's knees is ashy. Something like that, Larry.
Something like that.
Front row tickets where
you're going to be able to see the baby in his turtleneck. Something like that.
Front row tickets where you might see why the baby don't give a...
Okay, I can take that.
It's better. It's getting better.
I'm just telling you what the young people tell me what they want to see. When I was in the barber shop, that's what they said they wanted to see. When me and Lawyer Derek.
But it's coming from you, so it sounds like, Larry might be creepy.
Whatever. I'm going to tell you who else might be creepy. You know who else might be creepy?
Who?
Your mama. Today's inspiration, power word of the boy is coming from Pastor RJ Davis.
Give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God. Concerning you.
Going to ball on it. DJ Mustard, Roddy Rich. 36 degrees today. Side's going to be right near 59 with sunshine. Snow Lib Larry in the morning. Madhouse 6:05. 5 minutes out to 6 o'clock. And y'all already know what time it is. It's time for that Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
And that question of the day is being brought to you by the Gray Holiday Party. You can join Power 98 and Herb and Felicia Gray at the annual Gray Holiday Party fundraiser. It's going down Saturday, December 14th from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. at the Harvey B. Gantt Center for African American Arts and Culture. Go to power98fm.com for details.
All right, Madhouse Nation, we are the only station that is bringing you Megan Thee Stallion and the baby, plus some more for our winter block party. It is going down tomorrow. You can pick up your tickets on our website, power98fm.com. Today, we are giving you a chance to win front row tickets during the Nosy Neighbor News, so make sure you keep it locked for your chance to win. But we want to know, who do you think is going to give the best performance tomorrow at the winter block party? We're talking about Ruby Rose, Zsa Zsa, Black Zach, Rod Wave, Leighton Green, Fetty Wap, Megan Thee Stallion, and the baby. We want to know out of all of those, who you think is going to give the best performance? Y'all already know what my answer is.
Megan Thee Stallion.
You already know.
All right.
You already know. However, no. Let me change that. I'm going with the baby. And here's why. He's coming home.
He's coming home,
and I am very confident that he is going to do something special here in the Queen City for his first big concert like this coming home. That's open to everyone. I'm going with the baby for this one. If it had been another one.
Yeah, that's
I'm
what
going
I,
with Megan. But I think, for this one, I'm going with the baby.
I think we're going to have to take baby and Megan off because we already know what they're going to do with it. And then say who would have had the best performance after them two.
Oh, after those?
After the baby and Megan Thee Stallion. After baby and Megan Thee Stallion, who's gonna be the best performance?
Ooh,
you think?
I got the
because
perfect.
you gotta throw them two out because we already know the baby gonna put
Larry,
out. We already know Megan gonna put out.
We taking the baby and Megan out.
I would say take the baby and Megan out, and let's just say because we already know what they're gonna do.
Jeez, that's
who would you go with?
That's tough. Leighton Green is a great artist.
Okay.
She has a lot of great songs, but Fetty has hits.
Fetty does have
Fetty
hits.
Fetty has
the
hits.
The perfect nickname for Fetty Wap.
What is it, Burpee?
The Hip Hop Cyclops.
All right. So my answer is going to be Rod Wave.
What?
Rod Wave has been killing the game. You know, he's not a new artist, but his songs are so heartfelt. Produced by Kevin DeGates. And I think this young man is going to come here and he's going to show y'all what this new thing is about. Rod Wave, I think, is going to have, I would say, the third best performance because we already know Baby and Megan, what they're going to do with it. So I would say after those two, I'm going Rod Wave.
I'm going to go Fetty.
I'm definitely going Fetty.
I'm going Fetty. A lot of people were saying, why did y'all have Fetty? Why did y'all have Fetty? But we got Fetty because Fetty got hits.
Fetty does.
He does a great live show.
Yeah, he does.
So I'm going Fetty with this.
And you know what? I think people have forgot that.
Yeah.
I think people have forgot.
Because he hasn't been around for so long.
Right. And I think.
I mean, he got Child. He got 76 children. Yeah. So he got to take care of them.
He has an excuse.
I think what's going to happen is, you know, all those people that were saying that, when them songs start dropping, they're going to be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going Fetty.
So y'all going Fetty. I'm going Rod Wave. Madhouse Nation, what
I'm
you going with?
Fetty, baby.
How do we tap in?
On our Instagram pages, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
No Limit Larry!
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hitty shit. No cap.
6:19 here in the Queen City. It's time for a Nosy Neighbor News, quickie. Antonio Brown has a little bit of free time on his hands. So he is dabbling in music. Former NFL player took to Twitter to post a snippet of a song featuring Sean Kingston. He said that he plans on opening up about his personal life, including a time where he was shot near his ear and a police chase that occurred when he was on the FIU campus. So, new music from Antonio Brown on the way.
No.
You care.
No, Jessica,
no. No, you care.
I think, you know what? You know, we watched Kanye go through a mental breakdown. I think Antonio Brown is in the middle of a mental breakdown. Somebody please put that boy back on the football field. Please.
Is it a mental breakdown, right, or right. Is it just bad behavior?
I'm going to
mental
breakdown.
Let's just call it for what it is. He's rich, he's spoiled, and he's not getting what he wants.
If you put his behavior in the realm of mental health, then it waters down real health, mental health issues.
This man, like Burpee said, he's just
rich and spoiled and out here doing what he wants.
All I'm going to say is depression comes out in a lot of different ways. And I think he's going through a dark, deep depression. And this is just one of the ways that it's coming out.
He just didn't get what he wanted.
That's my opinion. I think somebody need to grab him. Sit him down and let him get some counseling or something. Something wrong with the boy right now. I'm telling y'all, something wrong with him. Mm. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
I watch All American.
I want to
know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. Here's music from Chris Brown. It's called No Guidance here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
He ain't got no guidance.
Yep, it's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. 36 degrees right now. Today's high is going to top out right near 59 with a lot of sunshine, no rain in the forecast. And you know we on it, the hashtag MHQOTD, the Madhouse question of the day, which is what today, Ms. Jessica?
We want to know, who do you think is going to give the best performance at our Power 98 Winter Block Party, which is going down tomorrow? If you don't have your tickets, you can log on to our website, power98fm.com, and pick them up. We're going to be giving you a chance to win front row tickets all day. Look, you don't want to miss this.
Mm-hmm.
So
At all.
Like, this is going to be crazy. So we want to know, who do you think is going to give the best performance, excluding Megan Thee Stallion and DaBaby?
Yeah.
Because we already know how they're coming.
Yeah, we already know how they're coming.
Tag them in our comments, though, whoever you think going to have the best performance.
Yeah.
So you've got Ruby Rose, Zsa Zsa, Black Zach, Rod Wave, Leighton Green, and Fetty Wap.
And Tyler Yahweh. Yeah.
Mm.
I'm going Rod Wave. I think that boy, he put his heart and his soul on them tracks, baby. Rod Wave, that's what I'm going with. Burp, who you got?
I'm going with the hip-hop cyclops, baby. Fetty Wap. He going to be in now.
Yeah, I'm with Fetty Wap also.
Yeah.
You can vote on our Instagram pages, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
The only hip-hop morning show is...
No Limit Larry.
To my working ladies. It's B-Town, baby. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without you, baby, we hopeless. Keep doing you in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City. Guest only, you're rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter. You doing it independently. Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County school teaching. And stay under the radar overachieving.
You know the grind working all week.
MVP, baby.
You the real MVP. You can have anything you want to. Cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody know she working and she grind. Working and she grinding. Everybody know she out working and she grinding. Working and she grind. Working and she grinding. Everybody know she out working and she grinding.
Power 98 WPG, shortest plug for new hip-hop and R&B. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Special guest inside the Madhouse. It is the holiday season, and this young lady and this young man, especially this young lady, though, she's been on everything, and I did not know that you was from right here in the Carolinas representing the Gas House by way of Winston-Salem State University, representing the Gas House and representing HBCUs. You say what's up to Miss Maria Howell. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love your voice, though.
Well, you know, I really want to be on radio.
Okay.
I came over here to hijack. This is my opportunity. To be on radio and pretend I'm professional in the radio world.
How does a lady, a little old lady from Gastonia, make it all the way to Hollywood?
Well, I'm going to correct you. First of all, it's called Gastonia, darling.
Okay, because, okay.
You know, a lot of perseverance and faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
So for people that might not be familiar with your work, can you give us a couple of examples of what they might have seen?
Run down your resume.
You yes.
Yeah, put your resume on the table.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, Lord.
Come on now.
Choir didn't show up, so we're going to stop right there.
Speak, Lord. I got your back.
Speak to me.
Speak to me, Lord.
Oh, speak to me, Lord.
Maybe I was wrong. The choir isn't there.
Are we here? Are we here?
Been on so much stuff, but the iconic color purple was over 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Still relevant today. Yeah. How was it working on that film?
It was amazing. It started my career, and I was so naive and green at the time. I had no idea how powerful it was and the longevity of that film, but I did know it was special while I was filming.
Mm-hmm.
It was it just launched everything. There's nothing else to say but that, and thank God.
And The Color Purple was filmed here in the Carolinas.
Mm-hmm. In Monroe, Union, and Anson counties.
Oh, wow.
You drive by, they still have a sign out there that says that it was filmed right here.
Every time I drive down that highway, I look at that particular side street where Oprah fell and her dress went up. She pulled it down in the film.
Wow. Oh.
We're getting all the behind-the-scenes information.
I look down there, and I'm like, oh, that's that street when Oprah's dress went up. She pulled it down. She was supposed to be knocked out, but she pulled her dress down because the wind hit it.
Lord, have mercy. Coming back, man, we got more of Miss Maria Howell. Y'all stay tuned. It's Working Woman Wednesday and Charlotte's Plug is Power 98.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5 and Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Miss Maria Howell is live inside the Madhouse with us this morning. So tell us about this album coming out.
Well, Noel and I have recorded one already, but this is our second recording together. Yeah, this is our Christmas recording, and we did it in CD form and vinyl, which vinyl is coming back, so I'm excited.
And y'all really brought the vinyl in here this morning.
Uh-huh. I'm going to take a photo.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this, because it's a lot of young actors and actresses out here in the Carolinas. If they wanted to pursue their career, what would you say to them?
Oh, my God. Sit down with me for about 3 hours over a cup of tea.
Okay.
Because the first thing I would say or ask them is, what is your calling? What is your purpose? And let's see if your passion matches up with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can start the conversation. Because a lot of people get out here and want to do a whole lot of things and they don't think through. You know what I mean? They just want to get into it.
Right.
Because it's a lot of hard work.
Right.
A lot of hard work. We never really see all the work that goes behind. But I would talk to them and tell them to know what their purpose, calling, and their passion is.
Which one do you like the most? Do you like the musical aspect or do you like the acting, TV, film aspect?
I love when people ask me this question. Because I can't give you a definitive answer. I love them all.
Mm.
I also do a lot of voiceover work.
Mm-hmm.
Do narrations and commercials and things like that. So I mean, I could give you the cheap answer and say whatever pays the bills.
Right.
Or I could give you the real answer, which is I love them all, but singing is the thing that came first and naturally.
Mm. Mm. Started in church?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I figured.
What's your favorite role you've played so far?
Oh, that's another good question. Well, The Color Purple is always going to have a special place in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of hard. Revolution was a good TV show.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that. I worked with Giancarlo Esposito. And working with Keith David, I've done a role playing his wife in a film that's on the film circuit right now called Bewildered. So, I don't know. There are a lot of good nuggets in there.
And what's your favorite song to sing?
What's on this album? favorite song? Oh, my gosh. That's a hard one, too.
Yeah.
Because, I love the Christmas season. So this particular season, Noel and I get to perform quite a bit together. And usually it's a real short run. And by, like, the day after Christmas, I'm going, God, I wish I had three or four more days to sing Christmas music. So I don't really have a favorite right now.
How can we pick up the album?
You can go to noelandmaria.com. Mm-hmm. That's N-O-E-L, like Noel, the first Noel, and Maria, you know, .com. They can get it on Spotify, Deezer.
Yeah, any of the streaming services, Amazon Music, mm-hmm. or you can certainly on Apple Music. You can go mm-hmm. if you still download an MP3s, you can get it right off of iTunes.
Yeah.
You can steal it somewhere if you want, which is what...
And y'all at the McGlone Theater.
Yes. At 7:30 p.m. December 4th, and tickets are still available.
Tickets are still available through CarolinaTix.com. Mm-hmm. They can also, there may be some left at the door, but they're going quickly.
Yeah.
It's been selling really well. We had a lot of great support on this.
Yeah.
All right. Now we got 20 seconds. Can I get 20 seconds of a song real quick?
Sure.
Give me something real quick. Give me some.
You'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire on this Christmas Eve, land of make-believe. You'd be all that my heart could desire. Come see us at the McGlone Theater. You can get your tickets at the door, but I'd strongly advise you reserve them online, and we'll be seeing you.
There it is.
Yes.
That's singing right there. We appreciate y'all stopping through the madhouse, man, and much continued success.
I want to start a fire with some marshmallows.
Let's get a Yule log.
Yeah, Yule in them.
Charlotte's plug, man.
Today is for the ladies.
I woke up like this.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. This is WPEG. Gastonia, Charlotte, Concord, Rock Hill. It's Power 98's Winter Block Party. December 5th at Bojangles Coliseum. Starring DaBaby, Megan Thee Stallion, Fetty Wap, Leighton Green, Tyler Yahweh, Cha Cha, Black Zack, Ruby Rose. Purchase your tickets at all Ticketmaster locations or online at power98fm.com. A Beasley Media Group station. Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
All right, it's Nola Larry, the boy, the madhouse. We're going to let y'all shine coming up. You got somebody you need to let shine. You need to let somebody hear some positivity. You know that's what we do. We like to spread positivity in a negative world. Your kid's doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy! 570-WPEG. Come on in. We're going to let y'all shine. It's that Chance the Rapper, Megan Tokyo, and of course, the goddess to start the show tomorrow, the baby. Hot showers, Power 98.
So sexy to me.
Talk to him.
Sexy to me.
Go ahead, Tori. Talk to him.
Yeah,
all right.
I'll be flying to your chest.
Yeah, what you gonna tell him?
You sexy.
Hey, sexy.
All right. Maybe wanna give it to you all day. All night.
Bro,
like, give a dime, won't catch me.
Yep.
Sexy.
All right.
Strong girl, you get me. Got me doing things I never do.
No Little Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Brand new Tory Lanez, T-Pain, Jerry Sprunger right there, 7:08, 8 minutes out to 7 o'clock. It's time to let y'all shine. We just want to spread positivity in a negative world. You trying to let somebody shine? 570-WPEG.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Get your shine on, get your shine on.
Power 98. Good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I want to let my daughter shine. Her name is Kayana Pulley. And on this day, December the 4th, she turns sweet 16.
Aww.
Look at that baby.
Aww.
Happy 16th birthday,
baby.
Happy
birthday, girl.
Happy birthday, Kayana.
Power 98, who you letting that light shine on?
I want to let my girlfriend shine for doing all the hard work around the house and making sure I'm taken care of.
Well, shout out to your girlfriend, girl.
Power 98, good morning. Who trying to let shine?
Andrea Jones. Today is her 60th birthday.
Oh, wow.
She's 60.
Birthday.
She's
Wait, what?
I don't know what they were talking about. I don't know what they were talking about.
Power 98, you shining?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. That was me. That was me.
You sound like a girl.
Shut up, Larry.
Who you want to send a shout out to?
You let shine. I almost hung up on you.
I want to send a shout out to my daughter. She's been going through a lot, so I want to just let her know that she's special.
I got a shine. I want to let Coach Ron Rivera shine for his great work here in the community of Charlotte. You know, he was let go by the Carolina Panthers on yesterday. However, he was a great community figure. He did a lot of stuff in the community, a lot of stuff that you may have not known about, but he definitely was heavily involved right here in the community of Charlotte and gave us a great 9 years, gave us a great 9 year run. So shout out to him and let them shine for even taking a team to 3 straight NFC championships at one point and to the Super Bowl.
Sure did. Riverboat Ron.
Gone, Riverboat. All right, coming up, Ms. Jessica's got it for you. Your chance to win front row tickets for the Winter Block Party. Listen out, coming up at 7:24, it's Power 98.
It's 12 days of Christmas at the YMCA of Greater Charlotte. Join the...
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
Coming up, I've got your Nosy Neighbor News. Offset, his social media account was hacked yesterday, but what came along with that got details about that. Is Nipsey Hussle a legend? There's a big debate about that going on social media. Got details about that. And Spotify has released some of their year-end list. Who has the number one podcast on Spotify?
The number one podcast?
Yeah. T.I. had it for a minute.
Okay.
85 South.
85 South.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll find out who has the number one podcast on Spotify and some of the other lists that they had that they put out. Got details about that coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
And this is definitely the time that you want to listen out to the Nosy Neighbor News because we're going to be giving away front row tickets to our Power 98 Winter Block Party that's coming your way right after this. Leighton Green, she's going to be in town tomorrow at the Power 98 Winter Block Party. Leave him alone here on Charlotte's Club, Power 98. What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Wednesday, December 4th, being brought to you by Walmart. I'm going to be hanging out there this Saturday from 12 until noon as we continue to collect toys for the CMPD's Explorers Project. We're going to be out there from 12 until noon at the Walmart on Wilkinson Boulevard. Bring your kids by to take a picture with Santa. Log on to power98fm.com for all of those details. Offset social media accounts were hacked yesterday, and he immediately hopped on Cardi B's Instagram to let the world know. The reason for the urgency? Well, Tekashi 6ix9ine's girlfriend was being messy. She posted a screenshot from her Instagram DMs, allegedly from Offset, that said, "Miss you for real." She posted the video with the caption, "Your wife has an open criminal case. Why are you writing me? You don't respect her." Here's what Offset had to say about the whole situation.
So somebody had one of my emails, you know what I'm saying, that's connected to all my, and that's how I got hacked from the jump. You know what I'm saying? I've been having a good weekend, man. I wake up to the bullshit with my family, man. I ain't on no stupid shit, man. Come on, man. I've been, Thanksgiving just passed, great Thanksgiving with my family, man. I ain't on no bullshit. Man, I want to thank Facebook, Google, Twitter, Instagram, all sticking together and trying to help me. I still don't have my Grammys as of right now, but I know I'm going to get it. So I thank y'all for supporting me.
If you want to see those videos, I have them up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Is Nipsey Hussle a legend? Well, according to WAC 100, the answer is no. He says, what's a legend? Define a legend. Let's keep it real. If Dr. Dre were to die right now, we would say we lost a legend, right? Based upon what? Numbers, body of works, How many albums did Nipsey drop? One album. This isn't personal. It's just real. We have to define what a legend is. He also goes on to say that Nipsey was bound for legendary status, but his life was cut short before he was able to achieve that goal. Now, Wack explained that having a difference of opinion is the same thing, isn't the same thing as disrespecting the late rapper's legacy. T.I. and Meek Mill hopped on social media to express their feelings on the subject, saying that Nipsey is definitely a legend. T.I. and Wack 100 are currently having words on social media. It's not very pretty. Y'all head on over to my page and let me know, do you think Nipsey Hussle is a legend? Want to know what you think about that. As the year and decade come to a close, Spotify has released a few year-end lists. Drake and Post Malone are the top two most streamed artists of the decade globally. The top three most streamed female artists are Ariana Grande, Rihanna, and Taylor Swift. The top three most streamed tracks, Shaped by You by Ed Sheeran, One Dance by Drake, and Rockstar by 21 Savage. And the number one podcast on Spotify goes to Joe Budden. Joe Budden has it.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
that
Joe Budden. He deserves it. He got a good one. He deserves it. Kanye West has always admired Dr. Dre and has hoped that he would produce, that he has produced as good tracks as he has. Well, he finally landed his dream. Word is Dr. Dre is working with Kanye on his forthcoming sequel to Jesus is King. Kanye said, who knew all I had to do was do an album for God and then Dr. Dre would start mixing my beats. We'll see if this one drops. Happy birthday to Tyra Banks, Leighton Green, who's going to be here tomorrow for the Power 98 Winter Block Party, and my best friend. I sent him a text message earlier this morning.
Oh, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did. We text back and forth. Right. I sent him a text message earlier this morning.
What did he say?
Just to say happy birthday. It's West Coast time.
She knows somebody named Sean Carter from Virginia.
Yeah, he's on West Coast right
now.
What
are you doing on the West Coast?
Chilling.
Oh.
Chilling, spending his birthday, enjoying his birthday with family and friends. You know, that's where you know, got a house out there.
I saw him in New York.
Yeah, exactly. It was very early.
4:40 in New York.
It was very early. So
she knows she got a dude in her phone named Sean Carter.
No, it's actually listed in there as Bestie J. So happy birthday to Jay-Z. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Power 98. Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Nipsey Hussle. Who commented on Nipsey being a legend? And then what two artists had a comment to that person? So I need names. Who commented on Nipsey being a legend? And then what two artists commented on what he had to say? All right, Miss Jessica told us all this on the Nosy Neighbor News. 570-WPEG, first call to correct answer. If you got the correct answer, you going to be in the front row.
Oh. Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
Yeah, yeah.
And find out more about the artists we play on the way.
This is Lil Uzi Vert.
It's on there. We in the building.
It's all available at power98fm.com.
Oh, I know what you want to do. You want to get into your new crib, because you got it, but you got to get out your old crib first, because you want to get into your new crib right now. Well, listen, this is what you need to do. You want to move into your new crib and you haven't quite got rid of your old crib yet. Listen up. You don't need to have an open house. You don't need to put a for sale sign in the front yard. Listen, log on right now to opendoor.com/myoffer and they can take care of all that for you. Opendoor.com/myoffer. They can help you get out the house you're in now and get into a new house.
Yeah, go on over there. Opendoor.com/myoffers, okay? Go to that website, and you're going to answer a couple of questions. The first one, what's your address? Who don't know the address, okay? You're going to answer that. And then the great thing about it is you don't have to know a lot of the information about your house because they automatically have that information. You're going to go in there, answer a couple of questions, and they're going to give you a free quote on your home in less than 24 hours. And like I said, it's free and no obligation.
See, the good thing about it is, too, It's free, like Ms. Jessica said, so I know you like free stuff, and there's no obligation. So if you like it, you take it. If you don't, nothing happens. Log on right now, opendoor.com/myoffer. Tell them No Limit Larry
and Ms. Jessica the Girl Next Door sent you.
Offer eligibility varies.
Ho, ho, ho. Hey, y'all. Santa here. You're probably thinking, wait, Santa?
That station that is making you a winner, and say it with some energy, girl.
WPZ Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the boy, the madhouse. Y'all all know, you know what time it is. Time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad, and find out what Larry is mad about. In the meantime, you know the other hashtag, hashtag MHQOTD, the Madhouse question of the day. What is it today, Bert?
The question of the day is, who do you think will have the best performance at the block party tomorrow outside of the baby or Megan Thee Stallion? Rod Wave.
That's what I said. I said I think it's going to be Rod Wave.
Fetty Wap, Tyler Yahweh, Zsa Zsa, Ruby Rose, Black Zach. Who do y'all think is going to? I said the hip hop cyclops, Fetty Wap.
You said Fetty Wappy.
Fetty Wap.
When you do that RGF Island, though, that's my thing. That's my thing. I might jump off the stage.
I hope he do Jug. I want to hear Jug.
Yeah, I want to hear RGF Island. But I think Rod Wave going to kill it, though.
Yeah.
All right. How do they tap in on the conversation? You can tap in on our Instagram page. I'm at I Am No Limit Larry.
And I am at I Am Burpee. B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
And, of course, you can tap in with Jessica at Hey Miss Jessica. Or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. All right, you know what time it is. It's time to find out why Larry is mad.
Woke up this morning with some on his
All right, man, you know what it is, man. Larry Mad has been brought to you by $2 Fridays at the White House every Friday night. Myself, DJ Butterfingers, we in the building from 10 to midnight. $2 every Friday. Shout out to Shine Time Management. What up, Cheddar Man? What up, CEO Joe? Every Friday night, 4809 Wilkinson Boulevard. We all the way up in it. Today, Larry is mad. He got to go all the way up to New York City for this one. New York City! I am mad at what happened in two subway stations in New York City. Now, y'all all have heard of PDA, Public Display of Affection, where this black couple took it to a whole nother level. They saying that NYPD are looking for a black man and a black woman who took PDA to a whole nother level when the man was seen sitting on the subway bench. And the woman was seen performing some acts on the man live while the subways was going back and forth. But here go the kicker. That was the first time. The second time they were seen by subway number 5, train number 5, somewhere in New York. I don't know. Somewhere in New York. But they said this time they were seen on a platform really getting it in. Like they was really making a video burpee. The man is described as a two. Now, this is what I'm mad at. The man is described as a 200-pound black man. And the woman is described as a thinly shaped black woman. Mm-hmm. New York police have been looking for this man and this woman for the last month and a half. The man was. First of all, if you've ever been in New York, you know it is 300 million cameras in the subway. Second of all, if they're doing all these nasty acts, how y'all can't find these people? And why y'all still looking for them? You said the man was 200 pounds. How fast can he run, bro? How fast can he run at 200 pounds? How y'all can't find this man and this woman in a big city like New York City with 5 billion cameras? How y'all can't find them? And they done went out there and busted open on the subway, not one time, not two times. I guess third time gonna be a charm. They gonna catch them the third time that they do it. And they don't. I guess they don't know why they're running around doing this in the subway. But however, they have been caught on video on people's cell phones. But the police can't catch them. I don't think the police trying to catch these people. I don't think they're.
If they nasty enough to do that on the subway, don't nobody want to touch them.
I probably wouldn't be trying to find them either.
But then why y'all gonna put it out there like y'all really on the
hunt for
these
people? If y'all happen to spot them and then give us a call, okay, I'm arresting. But I ain't actively looking for the people who are pleasuring themselves on the subway.
They really getting.
I feel like I should file a complaint just by listening to the story.
Listen,
but I don't want to put handcuffs on them.
Ugh. Well, they got them little.
I don't want to handle their hands.
That's why they got rookie cops. They're going to make the rookie do it.
Hit the hashtag, man. Hashtag Larry Mad. See what else I've been mad about. Hey, if you're in New York City, if you find them, I think it's a reward for them. But be careful.
It's a what?
Reward
for
them.
How much?
I don't know. But be careful. They might still have juices on them.
No limit. Lyric.
Unwrap.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Incognito live in the kitchen. Coming up is Week Family Wednesday. We're going to be talking to the Madhouse family today. But right about now, it's time to get Burby's thoughts.
Larry,
time I had them thoughts.
Cut that music off. And turn my music on. Turn my... There it is. That's not my music, Larry. That's not my music. That's not my music. Today's word is being brought to you by Pastor Real. And they call me that. Why, Larry?
Because you keep it 100.
Thank you.
Come on.
Thank you, Deaconess Jessica. I am sick of this congregation today.
Going on with the music director.
Today's word, Larry, Jessica, y'all can attest to this. Sometimes somebody might accuse you of doing something. Somebody might falsify your name and say you were there when you weren't there. Sometimes you might even have done what they accused you of doing, but they don't have any proof. You know what you do? You know what you do, Larry?
What you do?
Lie and deny.
Lie and deny.
Somebody say lie.
Lie.
And deny.
And deny.
Jessica, I need you to be a little more energetic about it, because sometimes somebody might say, well, I saw Jessica with a perm. That is a lie.
That is a lie.
You know what you say to them, Jessica? You might have put something in your hair to straighten it up, but it won't no texturizer. You lie and deny.
Lie and deny.
My hair's in my mouth. Somebody might say, well, I saw No Limit Larry.
No, they didn't.
In Walmart.
Oh, well.
Buying some drawers.
Well, wait a minute.
But they don't have you, Larry, on video.
Mm-mm.
They don't have you in a photograph.
Nope.
So you know what you do? You might have been in Walmart buying some underwear, but you know what you do, Larry?
What I do?
You lie and deny. Say, no, I wasn't in there buying underwear. I was getting food.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a man or a woman might accuse their significant other of stepping out. Somebody say stepping out.
Stepping out.
Somebody say stepping out.
Stepping out.
Jessica, say stepping out.
Stepping out.
But they don't have any proof. Any if proof. You don't have me on my social security number, with my face in the camera, looking directly in the camera, saying, yes, this is Pastor Real. I am over here knocking it down. You know what I'm going to do, Larry? I'm going to lie and deny. The doors of the church are now open.
And those were Burberry's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
Take Power 98 every nosy neighbor news quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
8:23 here in the Queen City. Nosy neighbor news quickie. Lil Mo shocked a lot of people when she took to social media with an open and honest post about her opioid addiction. She wrote a lengthy post, and in part it read, I never thought that I could get off opioids, but I did. She also goes on to say that she's been in and out of court because she has been physically abused. She said that a judge has finally granted her a full protection from abuse order. She said it was not until she heard the words, I'll blow your head off and throw you over a balcony, that she ran for her life and never looked back. The post has over 4,000 comments from fans and celebrities like Tiny Harris, Phaedra Parks, MC Light, Da Brat, India Ari, and more. If you want to see what she has to say, I also have it up for you on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Congratulations to Little Mo for that. That's huge. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
The struggle is real.
Her family is no different from you.
Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't think of myself. I call my family to give me some help.
The struggle is real.
My family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't think of myself. I call my family to give me some help.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
Nothing but Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B on this week, Family Wednesday. Madhouse family, we're talking about the firing of Coach Ron Rivera from the Carolina Panthers. How y'all feel about it, Madhouse Nation? Was it time? Do you think it's going to get better? What are your feelings about it? 570-WPEG, Coach Ron Rivera fired on yesterday, and here is what the owner, David Tepper, had to say about it.
You know, as much respect as I have for Ron, I think a change was appropriate to build things the way I want things to be built.
Why make the move now versus waiting through these final four games of the year?
Quite frankly, you know, our season is not over, but as far as making the playoffs, I can make the change now, I can make it later. There's competitive reasons why I want to make sure that we were out there looking at all personnel possible for the future. I don't want to, in any way, shape, or form, didn't want to be having inquiries where Ron didn't know what I was doing. I don't want to be doing things not up front. It's just not who I am.
I like what the owner had to say. I like what David Tepper had to say about it. You know, he wanted to be up front about it, and he didn't want to do things behind his back. I can respect that. I can respect that. Do y'all think this was the right move right now? Jessica, what do you think?
I'm not
a football fan.
I don't know the in and outs of football like that to know if this was a good decision or not. I know that this happens in football.
Right.
You know, when you're a coach and
players
do, and you're not having the best season, you can be put up on the chopping block very easily or whatever. So I know that that happens. What I will say about Riverboat Ron is that when it happened, I saw a bunch of his players, current, previous, all post nothing but great things about him.
Right.
And so, you know, you see Ron out in the community. He's doing great things. You see him out. He's so personable. You can walk right up to him and you can have a conversation with him. And so I would say for that aspect, me as just like a community person, that is going to be missed from not having him in that role anymore. Not as like a sports fanatic who understands the ins and outs, but just from a person that knows of his work in the community and to see all of the great things that his players and the fans have to say about him. He definitely will be missed.
Respect that. Bert?
I don't think it should have been done now with four games left. With only four games left, if you were going to do it, you either do it early when you don't see anything happening or if you don't think the season is going to go anywhere. It's only four games left. Let him finish the season out. I know you get it. You on the chopping block. I get it. My team got rid of their coach real early.
Y'all didn't wait.
But
y'all already knew.
But we
coming
knew
into
the season,
season
was over at that point.
Yeah, y'all
knew it was done at that point.
Let's get him out of. And I think that's the way, the same way that the owner David.
I think
Tepper,
that's how he felt. Yeah, I get it.
We're not going
to the playoffs.
And you know why I'm excited about it? It's the first time ever. The Panthers got a black coach. The black head coach. The next four games, the Panther got a black head coach. Pernell, baby. I'm happy. I think his name Pernell.
Perry.
Pernell.
Don't give him the blackest of black names, Larry.
Listen, I did not know that, but when Larry said Pernell, I got excited.
His name is Perry.
Perry Pernell. He black. Is he black?
Jesus.
Is he black?
Yes.
Well, I'm happy.
Larry. Give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
No Living Larry, the Boy, the Madhouse, man. We're talking about the firing of Coach Riverboat Ron, Coach Ron Rivera from the Carolina Panthers. Yesterday ended his 9-year tenure as the Carolina Panthers head coach. Three consecutive NFC South championships, Super Bowl appearance, two-time coach of the year. Yesterday it just was over for him. As the new owner, David Tepper, said, he felt like it was time for a change and time to move on. Time to move on. What do y'all think, Madhouse Nation? 570-WPEG. And all jokes aside, I was saying that, you know, it's the first time the Carolina Panthers have a black coach because Pernell is filling
Perry.
In. Oh, Perry, that's his name?
Perry Fuel, Larry.
Perry Fuel?
Yes.
He's
nah,
filling.
That brother's name is Pernell Fuel.
No!
Ain't Perry short for Pernell?
No!
I think so.
In my book.
Yeah.
Pernell.
Oh, my goodness.
He's filling. Well, he's the interim coach while, you know, they're doing a coaching search. So he'll get his shot. I mean, it is a four-game audition, and he'll get an interview, but it is a shot. So for these four games, we're going to have a black head coach, and I'm excited about that. But in all jokes aside, though, I want to ask y'all a question. Have the Carolina Panthers done right by any of its players or coaches? Steve Smith, did they do right by Steve Smith?
No.
Did they do right by Musin Muhammad?
I don't know the story behind Musin.
They didn't. Did they do right behind Thomas Davis? They didn't. So
no.
To me, did they do? I mean, the list goes on and on. John Beeson, it goes on and on. So to me,
what are you saying there?
I don't think they do right by their players, but this time I think they got it right. Because
this is a new owner, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I think they got it right this time. I think it was time, and I think, like, with the new ownership, he came in and said he's not going to accept not winning. He want to win. And if you want to win, sometimes you got to switch it up. What you got to say? Good morning.
Look, people, like, we only been in existence, what, like 25 years,
25
right?
Years, yes, yeah. Sir.
He is the best coach of all time, looking at it from that perspective. I do think that he was on the chopping block, and I don't think that it was time for him to go, because his success has been totally predicated on Cam Newton's health. Every year they had a bad year, it was when something was wrong with him. So, like, I think he's a two-time coach of the year.
Yep.
The thing is, if you're going to fire him, you got to have, like, Bill, like a Hall of Famer coming in to replace him. And if that's the inside track they got on him, it's cool. But you can't fire Ron Rivera and bring in, like, Lincoln Rod, some college head coach with no resume.
Hold on now. Now, Pernell Persit.
Perry. Larry Perry.
He's been around for a minute, and he's from the Carolinas. This is the first time ever the Carolina Panthers has had a black coach. I might be a Panther fan now.
I'm with Burpee. I'm a Redskins fan, but Panthers is the hometown, so I rock with the Panthers. But listen, I can't base my winning and my loyalty off the color of the head coach, bro.
Well, that's
like,
you.
I want to win.
Shout
out to him.
Last black head coach came.
Four games with a losing season. Like, they setting him up to fail. Come on.
Well,
man.
You know, he'll get an interview, and this will be a short audition.
Mind you, this is with the third string quarterback.
With the third string quarterback, who's been playing well, by the way.
Yeah, and please, y'all know Cam, right? Y'all know him a little bit. Please do whatever you can do to tell that guy, don't leave. Like, we was just tripping. We was drunk off a little bit of success, but all he was doing was handing the ball off to McCaffrey. Please tell him don't leave.
Well, here's the thing, man. But Friday, here's the other side of that. It's not going to be completely up to Cam.
I know that. I know it's not up to Cam, but from what I understand, like, Cam is already, his mind is already in Chicago.
No, not really.
All right, well.
Nah, he'll be, right, Cam well, will be back.
I hope Cam is back, man. And I hope whatever coach that they get is completely sold on making Cam the number one focal point like they do Lamar Jackson in Baltimore.
All right, tap in, Madhouse Nation, 570 WPEG. What do you think about the firing of Coach Ron Rivera? It's Power 98.
The only hip-hop morning show is...
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
And the Morning Madhouse.
This is it all.
Power 98.
From the True Liant Federal Credit Union Traffic Center, Charlotte traffic.
Still monitoring a couple of problems for I-77 northbound around Arrowwood Road. This wreck backing things up to the state line. And southbound, a crash after the Brookshire interchange. That's backing things up to I-85. Coming in out of Gaston County, 85 northbound, slow around the 485 interchange on the west side. Could have an accident working there. New problem on Independence at Idlewild, a disabled vehicle, and a crash Providence at Queens.
Power Saturday's live broadcast happens each and every Saturday night at the Monarch Room, inside Graham Street Station, 2016 North Graham Street. It's Charlotte's new entertainment district. I'm talking five venues, one location, the Monarch Room. Doors open at 9 and everyone's free till midnight. Plus, there's free parking all night long. And if it's your birthday, let us host it for free. For VIP tables, call 704-277-0855. It's hosted by the Power 98 All-Stars, along with DJ Butterfield. Fingers. Log on to power98fm.com for more details.
Nobody has a holiday deal that good.
Then take the bet.
You're gonna lose.
Hi, welcome to Metro.
Hey, I bet my dad that if we switch to Metro, we could get two awesome phones for free.
And I say she's wrong.
But actually...
And we also get a free tablet.
Ridiculous.
Well, it's...
Plus, we get unlimited on all three devices with Amazon Prime included.
So what do you say to that?
I'd say she's right.
Thank you.
Metro has the best deal in wireless this holiday season. Get two phones and a tablet for free with unlimited data on all three devices, plus a full Amazon Prime membership included, all for just $100. Only at Metro. Plus sales tax and activation fee. Tablet free after rebate redemption. Requires two voice lines on $60 base rate plan. Limit one tablet offer and four phone offers per account. Users of more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds, and Metro customers may notice reduced speeds versus T-Mobile. Video streams at up to 480p. Unlimited on handset and on network only. Limited time offer. Subject to change. Amazon Prime has $12.99 per month value and valid for new members. See store for details and terms and conditions.
With the holidays around the corner and my list to buy growing, I turn to AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash offers loans up to $2,500. And with their quick process, I was able to get what I needed for the holidays. Just call 888-907-4227 or apply online at AmeriCashLoans.net. They're always hiring, too. So learn more at AmeriCashLoans.net.
AmeriCash Loans. Your money, your choice. Restrictions may apply. Hornet Nation.
What's up? Your mama can fly. Had some troubles, put that in the sky. Thought the angels know the devil would try. It's so hot, you thought Paris Hilton just said it. When we come out, we can't help but leave damage. At the party, Astro World at the planet. Laid them out by, but they didn't understand it. When I'm home, know that I fuck on a Grammy. Yeah.
The struggle is real.
Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
The struggle is real.
Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
Lovely Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Talking about the firing of Coach Ron Rivera here in the Carolinas. Fired from the coach of the Carolina Panthers on yesterday. What y'all think about it, Madhouse Nation?
All right. Yeah, man, but yeah, real talk, I think it was his time to go, man. Like, the coaching style changed a little bit. You know, River Ron, he froze up on me, man. I ain't seen that in about 5 years. I just think that, you know, the team didn't lose him, but his aggressiveness went away as far as the team, man. Like, we played a soft style of football. But, you know, good coach, appreciate everything he did, but it's time to move on. Time to move on.
And you know what? I think that me and Burby was talking off the air. I think the NFL is you know, if you see the coaches that are successful right now, are the younger coaches. Mm-hmm. Like the coach in L.A. for the L.A. Rams, Coach McVay.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Nagy in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Doug Peterson in Philly. So, you know, mm-hmm. I think if you look where the league is going, you got to be able to adjust to that style of play.
Yeah.
Because that's who's successful right now. Besides the New England Football Patriots, they just going to win regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Just had to throw that in there. Pod IDA, good morning.
Hey, bro. Anytime you lose to the Redskins this season, even though with a backup quarterback and offensive line and pass protection, ain't no excuse to lose to the Redskins.
Nah, I think you just trying to get under my damn skin.
I had to agree with you because the Redskins they are the bottom feeders of the NFL.
Y'all act like y'all weren't already
right,
on the losing streak.
Yeah,
right.
They are the shrimp of the NFL. They are the bottom feeders.
Really?
No excuse for the pass and lose to the Redskins.
Hey, you ain't got to say it no more.
Look, you lose to the Redskins, you lose your damn job. That's just it. Yes.
Shut up.
Yeah.
First of all, y'all had already, the Panthers had already lost 3 games in a row before losing us.
New Orleans.
Atlanta, which is another sorry team.
What was the other team? I can't remember that one. What was the other team?
Was it
the Packers?
The Packers, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Those are three. Well.
I remember that game.
With the exception of the Falcons, those are three good teams. You know what I mean? Two good teams, at least. You know what I mean? The firing of Coach Ron Rivera, what do you feel about it? Good morning.
I want to say the other dude that just got off on the radio, he was not right. The Panthers did a 100% duty to release Ron Rivera because we have not had any success. I'm a Carolina native. I've been a Carolina Panthers fan, and Ron Rivera has had his time. Sport is about facts and statistics, not about emotion, what the other dude was talking about. It needs to be more factual and statistics on the field versus emotional and him being stagnant and mediocrity with losing. And our tax dollars are not paying for them to lose.
Amen, sister. Amen. I hope the tax dollars can pay for your new phone, because that phone is trash, but what you said was on point.
Ooh, I love a lady to know what she's talking about.
What? She better do that, sis.
She did her thing.
First of all, what was wrong with her phone?
I don't know that part. I don't know.
Squealing.
Yeah, I don't know that part. Purpose. She sounded like she was on a government phone or something.
Oh, in Alaska. It's Ukraine. They trying to get back. We ain't make no deals with you, Ukraine. Leave us alone over here in the madhouse.
So what would y'all want to see in the next head coach for the Carolina Panthers? Bert, what you would want to see?
I want to see a young offensive-minded coach that can adjust what he does to how Cam plays. I think what a lot of mistakes that were made was they tried to make Cam this certain type of quarterback instead of letting him play his game. When he played his game, they went to the Super Bowl. They went 15-1, and he was the MVP. But if they come in and they let him play like he did at Auburn or play that new style of offense, I think they'll be straight.
I agree.
Everything
that Burt just said, I wholeheartedly agree with. That was actually going to be my full response.
I think, Jessica, I think you would make a good coach.
I agree with what Burt was saying.
Why would you make a good coach for the Carolina Panthers?
I don't feel like I fit what Burt was just saying. And I agree with what Burt was saying, those qualities, and I don't fit all of that stuff. So I'm going to...
So what you're saying is you don't have a damn clue what we're talking about.
I don't have a damn clue what you're talking about. I have offered up my opinion on this.
Thank you. All right. Hey, man, listen. So what I would want to look for in another coach, I want him to be African-American. I do.
Okay, yes.
I want them to have an African-American coach.
I agree with that, yes.
We've never had one.
Never.
We never had one in Carolina. We had a black quarterback, and we got one now. But how about a black head coach?
Who was the other black? Oh, Rodney Pete.
Rodney Pete. Baby, you don't remember Rodney Pete.
I do know who he was. He Holly Robinson Pete's husband.
Okay, you know what, man? We're about to play everybody's favorite game show.
This is WPEG, Gastonia's Charlotte Conk Group Station, Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Everybody's new favorite game show. That's what we're playing for the holiday season this year. New favorite game show for the holidays.
And yes! It's
called...
Say it right. Say it right, Larry. Do it right.
Hello.
No.
She back.
No, Larry. Come on. Come on.
They call who?
For the people. No.
Y'all know what
Burpee?
It is.
Who said ho like this?
Can you tell me?
Who's ho?
Who's hoe?
I want to know.
Who's ho?
Who's ho?
Who's ho? Ho, ho, ho,
ho. Ho, ho, ho. Is that
I bet you can't tell me who it is that.
Ho, ho, ho.
I bet you can't tell me who it is.
All right, y'all know how we do it. We drop the ho, and y'all tell us, whose ho is this?
Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Go a little bit higher with it.
My voice.
Burpee. No, you did it yesterday.
That was yesterday, but I can't do it today.
Okay.
Not today, my voice.
Who's ho?
Who's ho? Whatever.
Pretty good, Larry.
All right.
Pretty good.
Yeah, we're going to drop a ho, and y'all got to tell us whose ho this is. If you could tell us whose ho this is, then we got a prize. What prize we got for him today, Burp?
For who's ho, we are going to be sending you all to the Monarch Room. The New Year's Eve show, man, is going down. DJ Butterfinger is going to be there. It's hosted by him and Vonetta. It's going to be a live broadcast. You're going to be in the building. It's going to be crazy.
All right, here it is. I'm about to drop the ho. You tell me that ho belongs to who.
Ho, ho, ho. Happy Kwanzaa. Ho, 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 happy Kwanzaa.
I give it to you one more time.
Ho, 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 happy Kwanzaa.
570-WPEG.
Wildin'.
If you can tell me who ho that is, you going to the Monarch Room for New Year's. And Charlotte's plug is Power 98.
Can you tell me
who's ho?
Who's
ho?
Who's ho?
Ho, 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 ho.
Ho,
ho, ho. Is that
I bet you can't tell me who it is that.
Ho, ho, ho.
I bet you can't tell me who it is.
Hi, right, no limit, Larry, the Morning Madhouse. We're going to find out if you know your ho. Who this?
This is Cornisha.
Who? Cornucopia.
Calling from Albemarle.
Hey, Capricorn.
Hey.
Hey, Corn.
What? Hey, you said this is Candy Apple. What's her name?
I know who that is.
All right, I'm gonna play the hoe again, and you tell me that hoe belongs to, okay?
Okay.
Ho, ho, ho. Happy Kwanzaa.
It's Black Yonza.
Black Yonza.
Girl, you don't know your hoes.
Girl, you don't know
Californication.
Your hoes.
Californication, you don't know your hoes.
You don't know your hoes. No, no,
no, no, no. No, 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 no.
That's the wrong hoe.
Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
Who this?
Taylor.
Hey, Taylor.
Hey, Taylor.
Hi.
I'm going to play the hoe, and you got to tell me that hoe belongs to who, okay?
Okay.
Ho, ho, ho. Happy Kwanzaa.
That hoe belongs to Nick Cannon.
You got it.
That's what it is. Win.
Kayla, girl, you know your hoes.
You know your hoes.
You got that hoe right, and you're going to be hoeing at the Monarch Room. We're going to put you in the building in New York.
It'll be whole time will be over damn,
New on New Year's.
It won't be no more hoes on New
Year's. Butterfingers and Vonetta, they're gonna be hosting. It's gonna be a live broadcast.
Oh, they're gonna be hosting. They look-
you can hoe right up until 12 midnight. Okay.
I can't.
Tell everybody what station is giving you hoes.
Power 98.
You know it's going down in the DM. That's where it goes down there for the Madhouse question of the day. What was the question of the day today, Ms. Jessica?
We want to know, who do you think is going to give us the best performance at our Power 98 Winter Block Party, which is going down tomorrow at the Bojangles Coliseum? You got Ruby Rose, you got Zsa Zsa, you got Black Zach, Fetty Wap, Leighton Green. Who is going to give us the best performance? And Tyler Yahweh.
Besides Megan Thee Stallion. And
the baby. We already know.
The baby. And, of course, people are commenting on my page and saying, the baby. That's not what we want.
You know what? My people actually paid attention. And you know a lot of them are saying Black Zach. A lot of people are saying Black Zach on my page.
Mm, really? Black Zach?
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
Wow. Yeah, they're excited about seeing him. You know, Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina's representative.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people have been saying what you said. Fetty Wap.
Okay.
In my DMs, a lot of people said Fetty Wap.
Yeah.
So, I think you said this earlier, but people forgot that Fetty Wap got a lot of hits.
Mm-hmm.
He actually got a lot of hits. Yeah. So,
Fetty could go on the Millennium Tour if he wanted to.
He actually could go on the Millennium Tour if he wanted to. But he's not in that. He's not in that era.
Yeah.
So,
no, he could not go on the Millennium.
But he like stuck in between. He like,
he way after them.
No, Fetty Wap like is way after.
No. I know he came after them. I know that. But I'm saying, like, right now, if people were to be like, I'm not going to go to a tour with just Fetty Wap.
No, Fetty Wap is nowhere in this equation, what you're talking about. This is not a good example.
It's really not.
He can go on the Millennium Tour.
Nah, okay.
No, he all can. Right,
let's yes, see what he can.
Let's see what they're talking about on the matter.
He so can.
704-227-8780. Here's what you had to say about the Madhouse question of the day.
I'm rocking on Black Fab, only because he got the song. I need a nasty, upset classy.
Sir, yes, ma'am. This chicken coop lady. I'm calling to say, I think Fetty Wap also, as y'all say, the one-eyed cyclops. A boy can do a show.
This is Mr. What the... Hey, goodbye, Robert Bear. Sorry you're gone. I wish they would have did you a little bit better by giving you a healthy cam next year before they made their decision. But, man, people throwing out the word GOAT, greatest of all time. We ain't never seen this all willy-nilly. Man, they need to stop and do their history before they open their mouth. And shout out to the homie Jay-Z, happy birthday, and a very happy birthday shout out to Mrs. What the Hell. Happy birthday, boo. I'm proud of you. You got your real estate license this year. You about to open up your own salon next week. Girl, keep doing what you're doing. I love you with all my heart. And when I get off, I'm going to make you say,
Mr. What the Hell, don't nobody want to hear that.
Hey, man, he's proud of his wife. He be, hey.
Nobody want to hear him talking about the nasty old.
What would you do if your wife was like, nying.
First of all.
That's dang. That might not be a bad thing.
That's hilarious.
You want to laugh while you're about to do it? That's
No, that ain't a laugh. It's not a laugh. Stop burping.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail.